If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and what a happy Thursday it is. We are super excited today, especially. Put a big smile on your face. Good morning. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas, and I'm so happy to welcome everyone to our team call. This is our Jet Set 60-day blitz call, where we are blitzing all the way to our Harvest is Plenty cruise taking place on June 30th, so we have 45 days left. So the countdown is certainly on. We are also blitzing to the next level, which we have 45 days to make it onto the next level. So good morning to all of you. I want to quickly go through some announcements, but before I do, I want to make sure and remind everyone, after you have come in and said your name and where you're calling from, please press *6. I know there's a lot of things going on at this hour in the morning, and we all just want to say good morning to one another and not listen to all the side conversations. So please be courteous and remember to press *6 after you've introduced your name and where you're calling from. Now let's quickly go through some of our announcements. As you know, we'll be up on red carpet. Next time will be in June 3rd, and that's a Tuesday. We look forward to seeing many of you. I know many of you have already said you've booked your tickets and you've got your team coming. So that's going to be a really, really big big event for our team. We look forward to seeing you there on Tuesday, June 3rd. Also, make sure you have booked your convention and the hotel room. Make sure that you are checking out the hotel room scene, because I understand the main hotel may be filled. You're looking for something downtown. And if you haven't started yet, please make sure that you do that, and also encourage your team to do the same. Remember, we're pushing to get at least 10% of our team at the convention. And also make sure that you've registered for the YTB University classes. That's really going to be very exciting. You're going to learn a lot from those classes. Go ahead and register early. And now tonight, you want to have at least two new people. Have two new people on the call tonight. Tonight on this phone number at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, there's going to be a wonderful business presentation given by our South Florida directors. That's Carone Marsh and Alton Patterson. That's going to be tonight on this line. So have at least two new people to listen to that call. Also, remember to book your cruise, okay? Now, the Harvest is Plenty cruise, as I mentioned, is coming up June 30th of this year. And we are expecting something really, really exciting. We've got Coach coming on. We've got the Ladies of Distinction also there. So this is going to be a very exciting event. And we know that what we all want to do between now and then is earn money. Earn money to take extra people with us. Earn money so that we can have spending money while we're in Key West and Cozumel. And these are some of the events that we're planning to help get us there. Now, as you know, tonight here in Dallas, Texas, we're so excited to welcome Roland the Tourist. He's going to be here in Dallas. So if you're in the Dallas area, please come on out to our meeting. We're going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's in Duncanville, Texas. It's the only Hilton in Duncanville, Texas. And we're going to start right at about 7:15. 7:15 is when we open the doors. So please come on out and join us. We are super excited to have him here. And while he's here, we're going to go ahead and send James out to Miami. And James is going to be at Roland's meeting, and that's at the El Palacio Hotel. Now, that's on 12th Avenue, right off the Palmetto. And that's in Miami, and I believe that's going to start right about the same time at about 7:15, 7:30 also in Miami. Now, I understand that seating is going to be limited there in Miami, so make sure your guests come. I believe they're going to seat the guests up front. So they're going to seat the guests first, and then the RTAs will sit us in the back, and then that way we'll have the people that really, really need to hear this information right up front and close and personal. So just be aware they're going to do a little bit more seating arrangements to facilitate building our business. And isn't that the reason why we're traveling all around and doing meetings, is to build our business and specifically to talk with guests. So we want to make sure that that is the focus of all of these meetings that we're doing. And that's one event that we're doing. We've got Coach Tomer here this weekend in Dallas. for a fast start meeting. And right after that fast start meeting, we're going to start our Harvest is Plenty time. Make sure you have the name, the number, and the code. It's the same number that you're on right now, but rechange the code. It's a special VIP code. The code is 77700#. If you're in Central Time Zone, the Harvest is Plenty time will take place between 1 and 6 p.m. If you're in the Eastern Time Zone, the Harvest is Plenty time will take place between 2 and 7. All of this stuff is designed so that we have money to spend. We're on the Harvest is Plenty cruise. All right. I know you've got your pen and your paper. Let's go ahead and get started this morning and bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his income is above $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. So let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each of you champions across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you. Boy, I heard the Virgin Islands on the call this morning. I heard Florida, New York, Texas, St. Louis, Detroit, Atlanta, Colorado, Alabama, Oklahoma, Chicago, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Indiana. Ladies and gentlemen, represent your city. When you call in on this call in the morning, I want to hear who's on the call? Who's up early in the morning? Who's got to win and got to have it more than anybody else? I want to hear you. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning, directors. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, Coach's Corner. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Boy, it is such a wonderful, wonderful morning this morning. I want to remind each and every one of you that we are on a 30-day mental fast, that we are cleansing out the toxins from our mind, the disempowering messages. So make sure no television, no news, no radio, no TV, and instead you're pouring in something positive, and you're pouring into your mind something that will encourage you, something that will tell you that, yes, you can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to review a couple of things. Make sure that you remember the Harvest is Plenty principle number one, that success is yours as long as your desire to succeed is strong enough. Failure will never overtake you. Make sure that we're feeding our desire. I want to make sure I review the Harvest is Plenty habit. Number one, we want to get rid of some of the old habits and bring in some of the new habits and become their slave to new habits and watch what happens. Harvest is Plenty. Habit number one is to spend the first 15 to 20 minutes in the morning. That's your personal time with your Creator. Make sure that you're spending that time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We're going to spend that time first thing in the morning. Make sure that we begin each day by reading the daily confession aloud. Speak life into your business. Call prosperity into you. Words have so much power, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, life and death is in the tongue. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, after you read that daily confession, you should go into your personal prayer time. Well, you're doing your regular personal prayers, whatever your prayers are. But in that prayer, make sure that you ask God for what it is that you want. You know, most of us receive not because we ask not. Ask for what you want. And the moment you finish asking, already know and believe in your heart and your spirit that it is on its way. And then I want you to go into a deep, creative thinking mode where you begin to imagine the things that are happening in your business. You begin to just kind of see it develop before you, right there in your mind. Who is it that you meet? And then what happens? And then what happens? Just kind of create the story in your mind of what is happening in your business. What is it that you really want, folks? Make sure that you begin this process in an attitude of gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that if you sit there and just think about what you want, you are already calling it into your life, already creating it mentally. You have to see it in your mind before you can see it with your eye. And ladies and gentlemen, after that deep creative thinking, go into a moment of quiet. Be still. Shh, 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 quiet. And just meditate. Listen. Just listen. after all that praying and all that thinking, you want to just clear your mind and let things come to you. Just keep your mind clear, quiet. And during this time, folks, it is just so important. You know, I'm here in Detroit today, and I had a good friend of mine. He grew up next door to we grew up next door to one another ever since we were 5 and 6 years old, and his mom passed away. And I just really, really want to spend some time with him. I had one of our team members here in Detroit, Walt Crowder, pick me up from the airport in a Bentley. Boy, that was an experience. I was just absolutely wonderful. And we went and just spent some time with him and just hugged him and loved him, look in his eyes and know that I'm there for him in this time of sorrow. And it's just a sad time for all of us. And once that was over, I went straight to Lafayette, Coney Island here in Detroit, a restaurant that's been there since 1914. And, man, we threw down. Boy, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so important that we keep a supervision. We want to make sure that our vision is giant. It's super. And I want you to come to the mountaintop. Make sure on June 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, that the Jet Set is there to represent. If you're a Jet Set director, come on June 3rd to Red Carpet. If you're a Jet Set captain, $10,000 bonus earner, President's Club ring wearer, come on June 3rd. We're going to take some team photos. I got a private session set up with Coach Tomer, a private time. I want you to come if you've never been there and see with your eyes and see with your spirit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a specific goal, and our goal is to put in 100 a month in our power teams, your power team, 100 a month in your power team, and then teach them to duplicate, teach them to repeat after their own self. And let me tell you, that 100 a month in the power team will grow to 100 a week in the power team. And I just want to review the recruiting process, ladies and gentlemen. Pique people's interest. Point them to a presentation or give them a presentation from start to finish. Validate the business. Let them talk to an upline expert, your power team leader, and then they join and you repeat that process. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask the Jet Set directors, I ask the Jet Set captains to meditate and to pray, because I believe we have all the pieces of the puzzle here to reach our goal of 100 a month in your power team. That's a $10,000 bonus a month. That's a minimum of $31,000 of income just in the power team alone per month. And then when that 100 a week in the power team goes, do you realize 100 a week in the power team is a $1,000 bonus per hour? Can you imagine earning $24,000 per day? See, our goal is specific. And I believe we have all the pieces of the puzzle here. We've got the Jet Set 24-hour hotline with a quick 3-minute sizzle, a quick 3-minute introduction. Press 2 and hear a complete business presentation for 10 minutes and hear testimonies the following 10 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want us to talk to your people after they've seen it, you want us to close them for you, want to introduce them to us, press 3 on that hotline. Once you bring new people in, you just have them go to that hotline and press 4 for their get started session, their orientation session. See, I think we've got 5 nights per week in the evening, live team building calls that our Jet Set directors are devoting their time to help you build your team and spread the word. And I've asked them to pray, and I've asked them to meditate, and I've asked them to see what comes to them, because we have all the pieces in the puzzle together. So before I talk any more about anything else and where we're going today in this conversation, in this mentoring session, I want to pause for a second and just bring on my partner in success, everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about multiple President's Club ring wearing. That's right, big time bonus earning. Please help me welcome to the call third level director, Mr. Roland Aturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, everyone's excited. The buzz is going around that you're coming to Miami, man, and we're just so excited. James, as I was leaving, I made sure that I left the keys to Miami under the doormat. So as soon as you get off that airplane, the keys to Miami will be under the doormat. So, man, I left the back porch open in South Beach. So make sure when you leave Miami, make sure you turn the light off, man. But we're looking forward to seeing you, man. How you doing, good looking?
I'm feeling so good, Roland. I'm charged up this morning. And let me tell you, we got a big Texas-sized welcome ready for you. Now, Marcia said 7:15, but I want you to come early, ladies and gentlemen. Come early, about 6:45, 7 o'clock, and spend some time with Roland. Look at his beautiful face and that gorgeous smile, and pass some questions. Make sure you do that. I'm going to come early as well in Miami there, Roland, but I just want everyone to know that we have a super vision. You see, we have a super vision and a clear, distinct goal. And I asked you, Roland, to pray and to meditate. And I ask all the Jet Set directors, I ask all the Jet Set captains to think about all the pieces of the puzzle are here. And, you know, I asked everyone, of course, Mastermind superstar director Craig Sweet came up with an idea that I absolutely love. Now, keep in mind, folks, the goal is for you to earn $1,000 bonus after $1,000 bonus and pocket some money and help some people and do it all on one day. We're talking about the harvest is plenty fun. See, ladies and gentlemen, we have an opportunity in one day to reach hundreds, even thousands of people via our harvest is plenty fun. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Marcia gave you the times. It's this weekend. Roland, I'm so excited about that. But I've got a few questions. People have been asking me what can they do today to get ready for that. How does it go? So I want to bring onto the line, ladies and gentlemen, superstar director, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there, Craig?
I am here, James. Good morning.
Boy, I can hear you loud and clear. I think you're inside of my cell phone. Boy, you sound right there. I can already tell, Craig, that you are excited. Now, Craig, just talk a little bit about what is the Harvest is Plentyfine? What is the purpose? And this came to you. What is your vision for this Harvest is Plentyfine?
All right, James. Man, I tell you, what we've come up with is really just another vehicle, another tool to help people achieve the goals that they're after here in YTB. Now, that goal is very clear that, you know, we want people to be able to afford to get on this cruise, the Harvest is Plenty cruise, and be a part of history. And you know, one thing that came to my mind is something that I've done in the past, and it's been very successful, James, and that is just utilizing the tools that we already have, which we already have people doing meetings every single night, five nights a week. Now, what we're going to do is really just kind of put it out there where people can actually receive a bonus with commas in it, checks with commas in them in order to help them pay for their cruise and help them achieve their goals here in YTB.
Well, you know, Craig, I know some things that other people don't. You know some things. Roland knows some things. We know the power of what Coach Tomer has. We know that just one sit-down session with him could be the turning point to break. We want to make sure that if you who are listening today, we want to make sure that you don't miss this cruise. All you have to do is want to be there. And, Craig, what you're talking about doing is something that nobody has to leave their home for. Something we can do from home to generate that type of income. And, Craig, all in one day. What can I do today, Craig, to prepare for this Harvest is Plenty sign? How can I get my ducks in a row? How can I organize myself? How can I get my game plan set? See, what I want to do, Craig, is I want to plan my work and then work my plan for this Harvest is Plenty sign. What do I do right away? What can I do now to prepare for that?
Well, number one, James, this is going to be a very, very great event that has been designed and set up for everybody to plug their contacts and plug their prospects into a call system just for one day, just like the Jerry Lewis telethon. You know, their goal is to raise money to help the children and help cure a disease. Well, ours is very similar because we have a crisis, and the crisis is economics, and we're gonna have this thing set up where people can call in instead of donating money. We just need people's time. So the first thing that we're going to ask everybody to do is to get them a little notebook or a notebook with 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. We want you to really think about some sharp people that would be willing to just be your VIP guests on the very first call. We're going to open this thing up with, about, I do believe that Coach is going to be on, James and Marcia Pruitt are going to be on, myself and Roland. We're going to start the Harvest is Plentathon off right at the top of the hour, and that's going to be at 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. So with a pen and a piece of paper, we want you to have the invitees list of those people on a piece of paper. You can vertically go down that sheet. And basically what we want to do is after, like, say we're example, James, I invite you, just to make this thing real, and I invite you to be my VIP guest, and what I'm going to ask you to do is this. I'm going to use what my favorite activity in the whole wide world is, and that is edification. I'm going to edify this call like it is something that if you don't get on, you know, you're going to miss out on something that's spectacular, which you really are. And so you want to edify the call, number one. You want to have your list of names of people. Then you want to call these individuals, James, and edify this call. Let them know this is the first of its kind. This is the first that we've ever done, and it's a monumental event that they do not want to miss. You're going to hear from our founder of our company. You're going to hear from the founders of the Harvest is Plenty. And basically what we're going to do is create something that will go on and create activity, a financial freedom for many, many people, thousands of people to come. So this is the very first one. So edify the call. We're having a very special event. It doesn't require you to leave your home. It doesn't require you to go anywhere and meet with us. It's just going to require you to be on a call for about 15 to 20 minutes. Can you do me that favor? My goal is to have 20 people, and I'm almost full, and I really would like for you to adjust your time to be on this call. Could you do me that favor? Get the commitment of the individuals that's going to be your first round of people. You want to have as many people on this call as possible. We plan to fill the call lines up completely to maximum capacity. Now, what's going to happen is when you invite, and I invite James to be my VIP guest to listen in to this incredible call that we're doing with this Harvest is Plentathon, James is going to make his commitment, and I'm going to write his name down on my sheet of paper. Now, where it gets kind of tricky is how do you do the follow-up, James, and also how do you maintain the people that they bring on the next top of the hour? We're going to go into complete details tomorrow, where the whole entire call tomorrow is going to be breaking down this process. So I'm not going to do that today as far as going down as far as what we're going to actually do with all the people. But I will tell you this. I'll give you a little tip. What we're going to do is we have to understand that this is a multi-million-dollar business. And I always state that if you treat it like a multi-million-dollar business, it'll pay you like one. But if you treat it like a hobby, it'll also pay you like one. So we're going to treat it on Saturday like a multi-million-dollar business, and it's going to take a little work and a little effort on your behalf in order to maintain all the people that's going to spin off of the first batch of people. Because when I asked James Pruitt to get on this call, I want at the end of the call to follow up with him, and I want to go through a process, and we're going to go through a script tomorrow for exact words that you're going to say to these people in order to get them to get a few of their friends on the next call, which is going to be at the very next top of the hour. And again, we're going to go through details tomorrow, but just a tidbit, when James actually goes and puts in four people on the next call, I'm going to write down, I'm going to ask James, man, who are the people that you know that you're going to invite to the call that's made the commitment? James is going to tell me Mike, John, Sally, and Ron. I'm going to write those names down right in the next column next to James, and those are going to be my people that I'm going to make sure that we follow up with. And it's just going to kind of be a process of, you know, of a next column and a next column. But, again, we're going to go through that tomorrow. But the very first thing, James, is to make sure that you have a list of the people that have given you the commitment after you've done your part of edifying this call. You want to make it seem as if they don't get on this call, they're going to miss out on something that's so dynamic that it's going to kind of put a dent in life. That's how big it is. Unless they got a funeral that they're attending or a wedding they're attending, they must get on this call. That's the urgency that we're going to encourage everybody to have to get on this call, James.
So Craig, all we're really doing, let me back up for a second. All we're really doing is asking people to dial a number and to listen what people are doing, millionaires are doing from the comfort of their home, creating serious income. Do they have just a few? All we're asking them to do is listen. And from that, all those people listening, they'll be receiving particular instructions after we do we showcase the business and talk about it. Then we're going to tell them how that person on that call can generate $1,000 over the next few hours from sitting right there at their home. See, folks, what we're doing is we're finding a very simple way to share your business with hundreds and even thousands on this line. Roman, are you ready for the Harvest of 25?
Man, James, I'm so excited, man. And what I'm really excited about, James, the guests that we're going to have on the call, man, the star-studded cast of directors, we're going to have pastors on the call, we're going to have real estate agents on the call, we're going to have teachers, you know, people from all walks of life sharing their testimony of how they've been blessed. And you know, Craig, just like you always say, facts tell or stories sell. People are going to be telling their stories to your guests. And, man, what an awesome way, Craig. I just thank you for being the visionary for this wonderful idea and go ahead and seeking God's face for this, because I really believe that it could be a blessing to so many people. And listen, guys, you're not inviting them anywhere. All you're doing is taking your cell phone or your phone. Make sure you charge it up and get your guests on the line. James, I'm so excited. I'm already writing a list and calling all the people who's always said that they were busy and getting them on this call. Man, I'm just so excited, guys.
You know what I'm excited about, Roland, is I know I can get certain people on that call that would not be able to make it out to a meeting, that would perhaps live in a different state where there are no meetings. But everybody's got a phone. Anybody can listen, and we all know the more that hear, the more that like it. The more that like it, the more that join. The more that join, the more fun you're going to have on that Harvest's Plenty cruise. You know, I want you to know, I'm picking out my white linen. I'm picking out my white silk, because on that cruise, we're going to have white night. And every one of us is going to be wearing white in that Puff Daddy style, in that smooth, sleek. Oh, you know how good we look. You know how good we look. We're going to look so good sailing across the ocean in the middle of June, or the end of June, I should say, when it's nice and warm and that cool breeze. You know, we work so hard. We deserve to play like this. We deserve to get that millionaire mentor from Coach Tomer. We deserve, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Coach Tomer when he was on we were both on the corporate jet, and he told me, he said, James, I really believe when you do it right, you can put that $100 a month in your power team from your home. And see, what we need is a system, folks, to do that. And the purpose of our system is to help get them in the business, help get them going, and help keep them in the business. Folks, we have every piece of the puzzle is here. And the only thing we need is you to participate and give your all. The worst thing a person can say is, no, I can't be on the call. Thanks very much. I got to go. But don't forget, I invited you first. Take care. And you move on to the next person. And just think, if you had 10 people on that call, each of those 10 had one more person on that call. Each of them just had one more and one more and one more. And that one day, you've exposed your business to 100 people, and you're sitting right there at your house. Craig, this is a brilliant, brilliant idea. If your pocket's not fat for that Harvest of 20 cruise, it's time for you to make your list. It's time for you to think of people that you forgot about and break out your chicken list. Who are you scared to talk to about YTP? You know somebody that's a high-powered attorney or a high-powered judge or a senator. You know somebody that's a dentist or a doctor. You know somebody that just went through a divorce and wants to pick themselves back up. You know people just got laid off, about to get laid off and laid off. You know people scared of getting laid off. All they have to do is dial a phone number and not even talk. Just listen. Craig, I'm so excited that you did what Roland said. You seek God's face. And what you were told is about this harvest is plenty fine. So I really believe that we have the ability, folks, to grow our business to a new height all on one day. And, Craig, I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about tomorrow on the call. You're going to give us some specific direction, specific things to say, and I just can't wait for that. I just want each and every one of you to know that tonight there's a powerful conference call going on. Tonight we've got business presentations all over the nation and throughout the world. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can build your business, but you got to begin today by piquing people's interest, calling folks. And let me just say this, Craig, I've got to say this. Some of the people that have come in our business long, long, long time ago and got sidetracked, and that aren't active anymore, I'm going to call some of them back because things have changed in YTP since they were in. You know, we didn't have some of the things that we have now. And, boy, if you only knew what I knew, all I can say, folks, is these are the best of times we're in right now. Remember, if you humble yourself, remain coachable and teachable, and follow the recipe, boy, good things will happen to you. I'm so excited. I want to turn this call over to you, Roland Matures, to close out like you do each and every day. Take it away, Roland.
Well, James, I would love to, man, but I would like to go ahead and just pass the baton to my superstar, you know, Craig Sweet, my partner in success, and let him do the honors of closing out this call. Craig, it's back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And guys, I tell you, you know, we're just looking so forward in tomorrow's call and really what God has set up for us. We are really being set up for something dynamic to happen in our lives. And what we have to do is we have to be in a receiving mode in order to receive what God is sending down. You know, I just think that it's almost like a, you know, a big spaceship that's up top above us. And God is sending down the signal. We're the planet. And we, ladies and gentlemen, have a task to do. And Saturday is just going to be just really the beginning of many things to come. So don't get relaxed because there's lots and lots more signals that he's going to send to us. But right now, we have one signal that he is sending us. And we want to make sure that with the thousands of people that's on this call right now, we want to make sure that you are doing God's will, and we want to make sure that the signal that he's sending is that we're going to follow through. We want to make sure that you do not take what the signal is right now and take it for granted and say, well, you know, I'll do one next time. We don't want to do that whatsoever. We want to make sure that we are doing God's will when it comes to the signal that he's sending. So make sure that you participate in this event. Make sure you're a part of all the things that are going to take place on Saturday. We need you in order to really complete this task. Now, saying that, you know, I'd like to just make one last statement, and that is when the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change, will one change? On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, myself, Craig Sweet, Roland and Michelle Aturas, we want to wish you guys a fantastic, productive Thursday, and we'll see everyone on the call tonight and on the call in the morning. Have a fantastic day. God bless.
Well, you heard it live this morning for those tuning in and for those that I'm going to be sending this to in an email link to listen to. You heard about what's coming up for this Saturday, and, hey, make sure you participate. Hey, Monty, you there?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Hey, what was your take on that?
Hey, man, I got to tell you, that's very exciting. I mean, if you've ever been in a car that had a dead battery and had to get a jump start, well, that's what this is for us in our business. We have, they're taking a day. We're going to take a day, one day, a couple hours, and we're going to jumpstart our business and get that engine running in that Ferrari to take us all the way to the top, Stowey.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you know, as he said, you know, hey, just get people on the call. He said again, you know, this is a phenomenal business. When we tell people it's a home-based business, it is a home-based business because you can do all of this stuff from the comforts of your home with a telephone.
That was one of the things, one of the adjustments that Dawn and I had to make because, you know, we, as we've said before, the business that we were in before, I mean, basically you always had to be there in front of somebody for them to receive the information. And here you can build a multi-million-dollar business from your home, from the comfort of your own home, and everything is internet-based. You don't have any paperwork. I mean, there's just so many great things about this company that's been put in place, and it's time for everybody out there to start taking advantage of it. Let's get busy, Satawi.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like I say this. I'm glad, you know, we broadcasting this because now I can take this link from today's show and I can email it out to team members that, you know, that are missing out on this call in the morning for whatever reasons. You know, some people, they leave out for work early and there's no way for them to listen to the call while they're at work or whatever, you know, or they haven't found a creative way to get on the call in the morning. And it's so much information that they're missing out. It's like I call it the tale of two different cities, you know. We're all in the same business, but for some of us, it's a different YTB than, you know, for others because they're not plugged in. And so if they're not plugged in, when we talk sometimes with some of the other people that are in the business that are on our team, you know, they can't capture the vision that we have and see because they don't know what we're talking about.
Right, they need to plug in. You can't win if you don't plug in. And this information is coming straight from people. They're out there doing it huge. They're doing it big, and they're sharing with us how they're doing it. I mean, it's just a matter of follow the leader. That game we used to play as a child, follow the leader. So they put that information out there, and you're right. You need to get that information directly from them, and I'm glad that you came up with a way that we could capture this information and still be able to share it with our teammates. But people, see, you need to fight for what you want, and one of the things you need is to be on this call. So you need to fight for a way to be on this call and get this call live. But as the tower said, we got your back, but you need to fight. See, when you learn how to fight for what you want, then you'll go through the things that pop up in your way. You'll find ways to get around them, go over them, under them, whatever it takes to get that information, man.
Yeah, you know, the thing is also when I send this information out to folk, they still got to listen to it.
Oh, that's another thing. See, people put off until they die, and they never accomplish anything. They never realize their goals and dreams and they leave that same thing with their family and they start to put off because that's what you were doing, putting off, so they're just following in your footsteps. So, you know, we can capture this information. You can get on this call. We capture this information and get that information to you. You do have to listen to it. If you just let it sit there, it can't help you, man. It just can't help you.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and again, the reason we capturing all of this information and stuff is that because, you know, our goal is, one, to be able to achieve the things that we personally want in life, but the other side, too, is that this is a company and a business of people helping people. And, you know, we want to be able to help people. I mean, when I introduced people to the business and they decided that, hey, they said, yeah, I see something in this thing. I like it, and I want to get involved. Then, you know, after they said that, then, you know, my vision and goal was, okay, well, let's roll up our sleeves and let's tackle this thing together, you know. And it says, you know, we take it one bite at a time. But, you know, they got people that have been signed up, and they ain't taking no bites. And sometimes that, can be very frustrating, you know. And I mean, as Rick Ricketts said, you know, hey, you run with the runners, you walk with the walkers, but those who are standing still, you go find somebody else. And so, you know, I'm putting it out there so I'm going to send this to people and letting folk know whether you want to walk, run, or crawl. You know, we'll have information for you to help you be able to move at whatever pace you need to move at to get involved in this business. But if you don't want to do nothing, then I'm not going to hang around doing nothing.
I think a lot of people also, Satala, get confused with what they're doing. A lot of people out there are trying to sell somebody something or get them to join something or something in that area. But basically, all you're doing is piquing somebody's interest and getting them in front of a presentation. You're not trying to get them to join your business or anything like that. You just want to share some information with them, and you've always got to keep that perspective in mind. Your job is to expose your business, and how do you do that? Piquing people's interest and getting them in front of a presentation. They'll make their own decision from that, and see that keeps you moving forward. So you won't the people that are crawling or standing still. So you won't have time for them. So you've got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you know, people got to quit prejudging people, you know, and what you just said is that, see, people are prejudging folks saying, well, you know, I don't know if I want to tell them because I don't think they would be interested. No,
I don't think they'll join.
Yeah, whether they'll be interested or not interested is you want to share with them what you're doing. So the bottom line is whether they join, whether they book travel from you, whatever, is that they know you exist in this company. The worst thing is, you don't say nothing to him, and like we have one guy on the team, he didn't say nothing to this particular person because the guy was an accountant, and he figured, you know, hey, the guy was making enough money and da-da-da-da-dee, and he got with him about a month later, and the guy comes to him and said, man, you know what? I found this great business opportunity. He said, yeah, what is it? He said, YTB. And he, you know, and the guy made direct because he was an accountant. The guy made director in like 3 months, and the guy that could have introduced it to him was like, man, there's a person that became a director that basically I knew before this other person knew, but I didn't say nothing to them about the business because I was afraid to talk to them about it.
Hey, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. No matter what it looks like on the outside, don't be fooled about what's going on on the inside. That's the moral of that story, Stone.
Yeah, I mean, so true. I mean, and, you know, as we wind down here this morning, I want to close out with something real short, and then I'll let you do the last closing comments. I'm rereading a book called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, and in there it talks about an African-American by the name of S.B. Fuller. Some people might remember him as the Fuller Brush Man. Well, S.B. was born in Louisiana, and when he was a child, you know, they lived from hand-to-mouth existence. And his mom said to him one day, we shouldn't be poor, S.B., she said, and don't ever let me hear you say that it's God's will that we are poor. We are poor not because of God. We are poor because Father never developed a desire to become rich. No one in our family has ever developed a desire to be anything else. And so it goes back to what you were saying. If we don't have a desire to do something different, then we're going to keep getting the same thing. And with S.B. Fuller, he went on to become a multimillionaire, built his own company, ended up with ownership of other companies. But he was a poor sharecropper's son, and his mom told him that they was not supposed to be poor. And with that, I'll let you go ahead and take the last minute and close up whatever closing comments you want to share with our listening audience this morning.
Well, I only have one thing for the folks out there listening. I just want to share one thing with you, and I'm done. Without struggle, there is no progress. Without struggle, there is no progress.
That's so true, and I know where that comes from. That comes from one of our giants, Frederick Douglass. And he said, you know, hey, it's like asking for the rain without the thunder, asking for the ocean without the mighty roar. and that you might not get all that you pay for in life, but you most certainly will pay for all that you get. And so it's important that people keep those things in mind. And Frederick Douglass was a person who ran away from slavery to become a very wealthy man, taught his own self how to read in a time when it was against the law for African Americans to be able to read. So, I mean, that's a very, very appropriate quote from him, you know, in terms of without no struggle, there's no progress, because that's what life is about, is struggle. And through struggle, you obtain progress. Until tomorrow morning, hey, peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us. Talk to you later, Marty.
All right.